welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 28th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going, sir?
Pretty good, you?
Not bad. Did you miss me while I was gone to Adepticon?
Yes. Miss, especially all the pictures and posts I saw online of either you and Steve or anybody else. I really want to go sometime.
Yeah, I kept getting asked where you were and where Guillaume was. And I had several people suggest that they should crowdfund you coming down. So, and I'm serious. Like, I know I've joked about doing it before, but people actually suggested it. That we should do a GoFundMe to get you guys down. And I'm like, well, it's not about the money, it's about the time.
Yeah. Well, both, but
well, the money was actually time. Yeah. The money was actually really cheap this year in terms of the flight. It was only $300 round trip Canadian. We are Canada direct. I mean,
wow. Okay, that's a good price.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's so good that I'm trying to book next year already, but I can't book that far ahead because we have the dates right. But Air Canada won't let me book anything. It cuts off a week before the con. So
wait a week and you should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no, it was a great time. We actually have a little Adepticon show that Steve and I are going to publish this week. So that'll be cool. Kind of a brief overview of what we saw and what we thought. Which he made me cart all the podcasting gear there.
Yeah.
So you can be damn sure we were going to record something. Anyway. I'll get that out this week as well. But yeah, no, totally, you should come along if you can. We got to figure that one out. All right. On to the news. So, as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding related news. And first up this week is a company whose booth I spent a lot of time in at Adepticon, CMON. They have Dark Age March releases.
So, in this month, we have their new two-player starter set, The Path to Glory. And the minis are plastic. It's a first for Dark Age. They also have some models for the Shadow Cast, the Goliath, which is a pretty big model, and a pair of Aircast Whales. So it's Aircast Warrior with flails. And also some Risk Alts for
the Junkers.
Yeah, the Junkers. I was trying to remember the faction name. The Forsaken.
Yeah, Forsaken. Again, interesting design. I don't know if they're entirely for me, but actually, we saw a few people play Dark Age at Adepticon. Kind of surprised me. Like, it's a game that Simon keeps trying to pour so much support into.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Wrath of Kings, we just don't see the traction that that you'd expect it to have.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because it's got some nice models.
Mm-hmm. I like that the Junkers have real metal armor and not chrome like all the recent releases.
Yeah, different painters probably.
Maybe, or a different style. They're not characters, and most of the chrome ones are either characters or core.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, makes all more right. Sense with the team.
I guess. All right, next up, Tabletop Art, New Obelisks.
So that's two pairs of terrain. You have the Ancestral Ruins Obelisk, which are either elven or dwarven, more elven, I would say. And a second pair of them, but destroyed. So all cracked and the tip missing.
Well, no runes on them either.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not quite the same, yeah. But very cool pieces. I think those look nice on a table. And do we have pricing on them?
Almost 12 euros.
Well, that's not bad.
No.
That's not bad. All right. Next up. Wargame exclusive. Imperial Wolves Prime. Limited edition.
This is clearly a Space Wolf character proxy.
Why? It's a cool one. I don't know. How can you be sure?
Oh, yeah. I can't.
Yeah, that's... If there's any faction you can't fake that you're trying to proxy for, it's Space Wolves.
With the size, I'm not sure if it's it's 56 millimeter high, so it's probably not just a character. It's probably a Primarch proxy.
Could be.
What's the? It's not the Logan. No, Logan Grimmar. That's one of the character, but the Russ.
You think it could be a Russ? Could be, I suppose.
I think so. For the size. It's almost 60 millimeter high. That's now, I'm wondering about Primarch size.
Depending, of course, if they're counting the base in the measurement.
Yeah, but still, it will only add maybe a centimeter to the height of the model.
Yeah, no, that's true. At most 15 mils, so either way, it's still going to be big. It's an interesting model, though. So, 40 euros... I guess it's a Primark, yeah.
And with the name Prime.
Oh, yeah. Clever. So clever it snuck it right past me. Fair enough. But it's a well-detailed model, and I guess for the price point, it makes sense. It's what you'd expect to pay for a model that detail level, that size.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, Mirce Miniatures new releases.
So they have a massive wave for Darklands, Bane Legions, and also, that's a name I haven't seen before, Templar's Forge. I think that's their, not the monsters, that's Bane Legion. I think that's their tokens.
Could be. Wow, these are some
it's nice all stuff though. That was in their, all their previous Kickstarters. They are coming finally to release retail, but there are some nice miniatures there.
Giant is nice.
Yeah, I especially like the Walrusman.
I knew that was going to be your pick. Not even a little bit of doubt in my mind for that one. That's all right. Okay. What do we got next? Oh, Forge World. The Dwarf Death Roller.
This is a big model, especially if we compare it to the old Death Roller. This one seems so big.
It was funny, if you look at the model, the base they have it on.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous. The size just don't fit, but they don't have a choice. It's for a game piece, so it needs to fit into one square, but it's ridiculous. It overhangs all the... On all sides.
How does that even stay upright?
It's resin.
And the base is made out of resin as well? Because I don't know,
they
man.
Probably weighted it, I would say.
Yeah, because that's quite the overhang in the back there.
Yes.
It's more than like... It's more than double the size of the base that it's on. But it's a very cool piece. Even if you just put it in your display cabinet, it would be a cool piece. What's the pricing on it? Do we know?
It's 38 pounds.
You know what? For that model, that's not bad. It's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap, but I think it's fair for a Forge World piece.
What's this world coming to, Antoine? Either we're insane or they are. Yeah. Either they're revising their prices to be more competitive with the market, or we're just insane for thinking it's more competitive.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
By the way, it's on a pre-order until March 31st, so it's coming out pretty soon. And on the Forge World website, you can also pre-order it as a bundle with the Dwarf team.
And why not? And yeah, so and then we have, of course, more stuff for Blood Bowl after that. Games Workshop has released a new Blood Bowl troll.
Yeah, this one is funny. It's a troll in Blood Bowl attire, but he's throwing a goblin, and you have the goblin sculpted in his hand. So it's not just a standing troll that can throw goblin. He's doing it at the time. Looks cool.
It's a nice model, no doubt about it.
Good action pose.
not like GW doesn't really release, you know, gorgeous models every week, but
in mid throw with the leg up as like a baseball thrower.
Yeah, and I like what they did with the, I guess the patch on his eye or whatever. He's been previously injured. If you see like on the model's face, there's like a flag or something that's or a patch that's like tied over his horn and like around his.
Oh no, that's his hand. If you look at the 360, you will see his hand is in front of his face as he was gonna and he's going to throw the goblin. So
in the original angle, that's funny.
Yeah, I thought the same thing as you in the original angle. It looked like something
hanging off his face.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was like some sort of some eye patch. Okay, no, my mistake. It's a cool model. Lots of details, lots of skulls. Definitely Games Workshop.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Does he also come in at a reasonable price? £15. So, about $30 for a plastic model? I guess that's
about for a big guy, no, that's
pretty par for GW, I think.
Yeah.
So, no surprises there. Yeah, it is amazing what people pay for GW models. At Adepticon they had one of my friends picked up a model, a Terminator, and it shocked me because I think it was $53 US plus tax for a single Terminator model. It's frightening. But they have no problem selling them, so good, more power for them, I guess. Did I lose you, Antoine? Are you still there?
Now I hear you. I lost you at Adepticon, the ad, and I didn't get anything after that.
Okay, yeah. No, it looks like my internet connection had a hiccup. But we're back, so let's just keep going. So that was actually the last of our non-crowdfunding news. That takes us to Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. So first up on that list this week is Midland Miniatures, Servants of the Undead Pharaoh.
So this is a small collection of 28-millimeter scale mage and priest in an Egyptian theme. Egyptian, Arabian, kind of pulp. You could use them for maybe turn-of-the-century pulp style, too. Mm. Like in a Mummy's game.
That could be a cool miniature game, like the Mummy the Skirmish game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely that kind of style. And the models have that kind of character that we would have seen 20 years ago, too. Like, they're that style of miniature, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah. It's not the first line by Midland. And no. It keeps in the same style as it did before. It's a new team, but the same style.
Yeah, so lots of character, kind of a classic look. And, you know, they've already pledged, so other people must like it too. They're looking for £600. They're currently at £3,023 with 18 days to go. So this Kickstarter will successfully complete on April 16th, 2017. Next up, Death Counters, Dice Templates for Miniature Wargaming.
So those are attachment, kind of clips. Small plastic, or the material might change depending on the success of the Kickstarter, but it's clips the size of your bases, and you plug your bases into it, and they have kind of small dice holder that jut out from the side. So you can put your wound markers or any other kind of dice tokens with your minis, and that way they move with the minis. And you probably won't pick them up that way and forget how many wounds you have.
Yeah, everyone does that, eh?
Yeah.
I know I was playing Guild Ball the other night with Steve, and I was using dice to track momentum, and I was trying to keep telling myself every turn, I can't pick up those dice.
Yeah, you need other tokens. I can't pick up those dice. or a big, like a 12-sided die or something that you know you won't pick by accident.
Yeah, exactly. In the end, he gave me different colored dice, so it was easy to identify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, you know me, I go to Adepticon and I don't bring dice.
For sure. But well, you got recording equipment. I sure you thought about bringing your airbrush stuff, but you forgot dice.
Yeah, I had dice for War Machine. I just did not have enough dice for Guild Ball.
Oh, yeah, okay, for sure. That makes sense.
But since I was playing in the team, I figured it didn't really matter so much.
Mm-hmm.
When I realized when I got there, I'm like, well, I'll just use Steve's dice. But then we decided to play game against each other, so we had to share.
Yeah, but it's not like a dice would be something hard to get by at at least during the day.
Yeah, no, there are tons of people that are selling dice, so that would not have been a problem. All right. So this is a neat idea, though. I haven't actually looked at the pledge levels yet. So what do we have? Okay, so it seems to start at $10, which is about $10 Canadian, for 3 25mm counters. Or 3 32mm or 3 40mm.
And after that, as the pledge go up, you get
More. For $20 you get three of each, which is a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
And since you're only using this for characters and stuff, you don't need a ton of them, right?
No.
And then the one that's for dreadnoughts and stuff is a bit higher, and then you have one for like knight-sized bases.
Mm. And those, it's all the standard 40k sizes, mm-hmm. but as the pledge go up, and he's going to be able to do custom sizes if you want to, if you need them for so the round lip size, like 30, 40, 50. So mm-hmm. you're only missing the 30 millimeter right now, but you'll be able to add it up, or maybe the 80 millimeter if you're using some of the Wrath of King or Relic Knight size base.
Yep. Hmm. All right. So let's see. They are. So they're looking for $500,
which is Australian.
Australian, yeah. So about 500 Canadian, which seems like a pretty low amount. They're at $349 currently, with 35 days to go. So if they reach their funding goal, this Kickstarter will be funded on May 3rd, 2017. Man, it'd be nice if this podcast was funded too, but...
We can put it on Kickstarter for the next season.
We promise we'll actually make more than like 4 episodes in a year for the real show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Garage Gaming Code Zero, Anasazi Dynasty.
So this is for a new skirmish game, sci-fi miniature skirmish game. And this project is for only one faction, which are the Anasazi Dynasty. So it's 32 millimeter scale. Model will be in resin, if I remember correctly. It's all sci-fi team. Some of the guys look strange. They have horns and stuff like that, but that's all fits from their for the fluff. It's one of the small backward world, and to survive there, they had to play with the genetic. And so a lot of them have mutated, but not all. So, and they play with that for the fear of the mutation in other people. So they all put horns and stuff like that on their helmets, even if some of them have real horns or have real mutation, but not all of them. But they put them on everyone to be sure to have the fear effect.
Nice. And, you know, the models are really, really pretty.
Yes.
They're well designed. I like their heavy troopers. They look cool. And even the the assault troopers or the soldiers, whatever. Well, like looks like they have assault rifles or dual wielding like melee weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Look really slick. You know, 3D sculpting has just opened up this market so much. We're getting so many gorgeous models now, it's crazy. Alright. So this Kickstarter. Okay. So their goal was 7,500 US. They're currently at 3,195 US with 22 days left to go. So upon reaching their funding goal, this Kickstarter will complete on April 20th, 2017. And last but not least, Third Man Studio, The Nurse.
So this is a Kickstarter for a single model, which is The Nurse. It's a character designed by... from an illustration designed by Edouard Guiton, Guyton? Yeah. I don't know if it's French or English, so the pronunciation might change.
Well, looking at the spelling, I would say it's French, but this is a messed up model.
Yeah, but Guyton is not... Ah, it's in France, so it's French. But Guyton is not their usual French name.
No, but the spelling of Edouard
is
the French spelling.
Yeah, so that's why for sure. Yeah. It's from Paris, so... This is a nice... I was going to say... Weird model. Let's go for a weird. Yeah. That's actually, more PG.
I thought it was actually something from Kingdom of Death when I looked at it first.
Yeah, it could fit. So
yeah, it's that kind of weird, creepy, you know, sci-fi horror something.
Mm-hmm. This is a boutique model. It's a really big model. It's at 12 inches high. So almost it's 13. Almost a miniature. Yeah, so it also cost a lot. It's almost 200 euros for the pledge. But it's a really big model, all nicely cast in resin. So, and they're looking for 22 backers. That's all. If they have 22, they're able to run to make the printing run, and they're fine. So, if you want a really big model, really nice and weird model too...
Yeah, it could definitely be for you. Not you, Antoine, but I'm saying if someone wanted a big model that was kind of out there, it could be for them.
Yeah.
Their goal was 4,400 euros. They're already at 1,586. So they've got 10 backers of the 22 they need. They have 20 days left to go. So if they hit their target, this Kickstarter will be funded on April 18th, 2017. And that is that for this week, Antoine.
Yes, it is.
So I guess we'll get together next week and do this all over again.
For sure. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Game Huntress. Wherever there's XP or achievements, The Game Huntress blog will always be on the hunt. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.